This is the 1 minute how-to. Item 105, how to understand RSS. Hello everyone, this is George, your host. On this show, we've got Joshua Minton, who's going to explain to us how to understand RSS. Joshua, can you first tell us a little something about yourself?
Sure thing. I'm the owner and major content provider for the Boys Wear Pants, Men Wear Trousers blog at boyswearpants.com. And I spend most of my online writing time talking about politics or doing video game reviews or book reviews, movie reviews, anything current affairs. And I try to do it in a novel way that'll keep people coming back. And RSS has totally changed the way that I've approached the web.
And I think that's the case for a lot of us, that's for sure. Okay, if you're ready, then you've got 60 seconds.
All right. The acronym RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication, and it's a distribution method that I feel has already enormously facilitated the exchange of information around the world. RSS to the internet is like TiVo or a DVR to your cable box. Just like your cable box has a bunch of programming going on all at the same time, which constantly changes, a TiVo or DVR allows you, the viewer, to subscribe to specific programming, and that unit records the programming and allows you to watch it at any time you want to. In the same sense, an RSS aggregator like the ones available through NewsGator.com or BlogLines.com will allow you, the internet reader, to, quote, subscribe, end quote, to any website that offers an RSS feed for its content. Some websites, they're going to allow you multiple RSS feeds, which are each content-specific, so you can subscribe to their world news feed or to an entertainment feed, etc. So you can really tailor your internet viewing experience down to exactly what you want it to be. RSS is just a more efficient way to filter the content on the web, and I strongly support its adoption in all aspects of using the internet.
Excellent. And I use blog lines for a number of those sorts of things. And I guess anyone listening to this knows that this is a podcast, which is basically an RSS feed with an enclosure. And the enclosure would be the MP3 file.
That's right. One thing to keep in mind is that whereas in the past you could maybe go and peruse 12 websites a day and see if they had updated content, with RSS you can essentially search thousands of sites every minute and filter that down to exactly what you're looking for. So it's a magnitude of probably 10 with the efficiency of being able to look through the web.
Absolutely. And I think when people get more used to using this, then they'll start to see more and more possibilities for it, and as far as putting together the content that they want to actually see.
Absolutely. And think of the impact it's going to have even on business as companies begin to learn to talk to each other more efficiently, even within their own ranks, you know.
Exactly. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I'm currently writing a novel right now. I actually graduated with a BFA in creative writing from Bowling Green State here at University and took some time off a few years to get my family established. And now that I've got that done, I'm back to writing full time. So I'm currently working on a novel that begins with a dead man who comes back to life to run for president, and it ends up fate of the entire universe hanging in the balance of his explosive and illicit love affair. So I'm really hoping that people reading that will enjoy it as much as I have been writing it. So that's basically what I've been filling my time with.
Great. Sounds like a great idea. Okay, Joshua, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, George. Your site's great, man. I look forward to seeing it.